3:17 says, though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior. Oh, friend, even when the cabinets are empty and there's no money in the bank, we will still rejoice in our great God. Hey, I hope you're doing well today. Welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. I am your host, Joey Kroll. Let me tip my hat off to you today. In fact, I'm not even wearing a hat. I don't even know why I said that. Hey, it is, of course, Sunday, this April the 3rd, 2016. Thank you so much for tuning in to Great News Radio today. Let's prepare our hearts and minds on the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Here's music from Selah.
Precious Redeemer and Friend, who would have thought that a Lamb could rescue the souls of men? Oh, you rescue the souls of men.
This is a beautiful song, Selah, and wonderful, merciful Savior. Friend, I hope you're doing well today on this first Sunday of April 2016. My name is Joey Kroll. Hey, if you have some time, maybe today or this weekend, be sure to like us on Facebook. Yeah, just look up Sunday Worship Radio on Facebook. Would love to connect with you there. All right, so let's close our eyes, unless you're driving, don't do that. Now, I want you to think about two different kinds of rivers. One is a narrow, rapid, whitewater river roaring against a canyon. And the other is a wide, deep river flowing silently through the flatlands. Now, what is the difference in the two rivers? Well, it's the sound they make, right? One roars while the other one is restful, right? You know, I've heard somebody say one time, where the river is deepest, it makes the least noise. I'll tell you what, friend, I've found that to be true when it comes to people. The deeper the spiritual life of a person who follows Christ, the less noise he makes. Those people have a quiet, abiding trust in him. Deep, wide, and restful. You're listening to Sunday Worship.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never. comes up. It's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul, worship His holy.
thank you so much for listening to today's edition of Sunday Worship. It's Joey Kroll with you. I hope you're having yourself a great week, and I really enjoy our time together each and every Sunday. And my weekend, pretty busy. We had a friend from St. Louis visit us yesterday, and my daughter Hannah had her last volleyball game of the season yesterday as well. So it's been pretty busy weekend, but I'll tell you what, I look forward to Sundays. Amen. There's just something special about a Sunday. You know, in the food industry, separating the good from the bad, well, that's kind of important. I mean, workers watch as the conveyor belts stream by, loaded with a harvest of fruit, and their trained eyes look for blemishes, and their quick hands reach out to cull the unacceptable items. And because the vast majority of the fruit is good, but when an imperfect sample appears, well, it stands out from the crowd, right? Let me tell you something. Standing out works in the opposite way as well, especially in regard to people. See, the more of God's character that is revealed in us, which is like the fruit of the Spirit, the less like the crowd we will be. And people will notice that, right? So I encourage you, as we begin a brand new month and prepare for a brand new week tomorrow, make it your goal to be so like Christ that people will be attracted to Him through you.
Weak and wounded sinner, lost and left to die. Oh, raise your head, for love is passing by. Come to Jesus, come to Jesus, come to Jesus. Now your burden's lifted and carried far away, and precious blood has washed away the stain. So sing to Jesus, sing to Jesus, sing to Jesus. Like a newborn baby, don't be afraid to crawl. And remember, when you walk, sometimes we fall. So fall on Jesus, fall on Jesus, fall on Jesus and live. Sometimes the way is lonely and steep and filled with pain. So if your sky is dark and pours the rain, then cry to Jesus, cry to Jesus, cry to Jesus. Spills over and music fills the night, and when you can't contain your joy inside, then dance for Jesus, dance for Jesus, dance for Jesus. Final heartbeat, kiss the world goodbye. Then go in peace and laugh on glory's side. And fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus. Fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus, and live.
This is my desire. name.
Oh, that's right. We've come to lift up the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That's right. The name that is above every name. Thank you so much for listening to today's edition of Sunday Worship. 1 Timothy chapter 2 says that God desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. You know, one of my favorite pastors, Adrian Rogers, said one time, "Even now the raging waters of God's wrath are furiously pounding against the dam of his mercy. And one of these days, the dam of God's great mercy will give away to God's judgment." Friend, remember that God desires all men, to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. That's a beautiful song, Stephen Curtis Chapman, "An Amazing Grace," right here on this edition of Sunday Worship, right here on Great News Radio. It's Joey with you. Thank you so much just for your time and your attention today. I'd love to hear from you. Drop me a note. Joey@greatnewsradio.org is my email address. Hey, just a quick reminder, coming up on Thursday, I'll tell you what, we've been talking about it, and it's right around the corner. It's the Great News Radio 20th birthday extravaganza celebration at the Lincoln Square Mall in Urbana. We have a great pre-event beginning at 4:30. Lots of games taking place at 5:15 for the kids and the kids at heart too, by the way. We'll be celebrating with cake and ice cream, punch and desserts, and the formal programming with Dr. Erwin Lutzer beginning at 7. If you are attending the formal programming, be sure to get there a few minutes early to get a good seat. And then coming up the morning after, Friday the 8th, we have a special ministry leader and pastor's breakfast, continental breakfast, with Dr. Erwin Lutzer at the Hilton Garden Inn and Conference Center. For more details, just visit our website, greatnewsradio.org. And if you want to go to that ministry leader pastor breakfast, you do need to RSVP as soon as possible. For more details and to register, visit greatnewsradio.org. Well, friend, I sure hope to see you Thursday night at the celebration. But in the meantime, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light. And you are the hands and feet of Jesus.